From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops begin new operation in Fallujah. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation Monday to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. Fallujah has been held by IS longer than any other city in Iraq, and the fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Fallujah is a tough nut to crack. There's still somewhere between 30 and 50,000 residents of the city in there. They've been traditionally more pro-Al-Qaeda than anybody else in Iraq. Secondly, the very presence of civilians, and there are already complaints about the UN and about, Médecins Sans Frontières, I believe, and others, about the dangers of using mass firepower. So those are going to be problems. The question is whether they will fight to the bitter end in Fallujah, as they did in Ramadi.
UNHCR says it's receiving reports of horrific civilian suffering. Spokeswoman Melissa Fleming.
We have dramatic reports of the increase of the number of executions of men and older boys refusing to fight on behalf of ISIL. Other reports say a number of people attempting to depart have been executed or whipped.
The plight of innocent civilians is the order of the day for Syria as well today. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a desperate flight in the countryside north of Aleppo. Days of clashes between moderate and Islamist rebel factions and the Islamic State group, which has mounted a fierce offensive on two key border towns, imperils rebel resupplies from Turkey. And the battles have drawn in Turkish and U.S. coalition warplanes and Kurdish militiamen. This is VOA News. Taliban militants in Afghanistan have intensified battle attacks, killing around 30 Afghan security forces in the rest of southern Helmand province. Afghan officials say the casualties have occurred since Saturday when the fighting broke out after the Taliban launched a string of coordinated assaults on three districts. The insurgents also overran four security outposts on the main road linking Marja to the provincial capital of Lashkarda in the overnight fighting. Former Chadian dictator Hissein Habre has been found guilty for atrocities committed during his eight-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict on Monday, convicting Habre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, torture, and a number of other charges. It said Habre also personally raped a female detainee four times. Habre has 2 weeks to appeal the decision from the Extraordinary African Chambers. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drown in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. The Italian Navy took dozens of bodies and many survivors to Italian ports, but was unable to rescue hundreds more. The Italian Coast Guard says on Friday alone, more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean. A photograph published on the internet apparently shows a Japanese journalist who's been missing in Syria for nearly a year. Junpei Yasuda is believed to have been captured by the Al-Qaeda affiliate after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. Japan's foreign ministry is analyzing the photo and has said that the man shown in the image is likely Yasuda. You can see the photograph posted on our website at voanews.com. Now, this is an excerpt from a videotape released by his captors 2 months ago.
I love you, my wife, father, mother, brother. I always think about you. I want to hug you. I want to talk with you. But I can't anymore. Just I can say, please take care.
Now, that video was recorded this past March the 16th, Mr. Yasuda's 42nd birthday. He's also being held hostage in Baghdad back in 2004. The Japanese government negotiated his freedom back then. And last year, the Islamic State group beheaded two Japanese nationals. At least five UN peacekeepers from Togo were killed and one wounded on Sunday in an ambush in central Mali. Their convoy came under attack about 30 kilometers from Sabare in the Mopti region. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.